Good morning. It's Friday, April 26th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories and other important things going on in our community. Today, we look at the evolving dynamics of Sierra Vista Fire and Medical Services, as outlined by Fire Chief Brian Jones during a recent luncheon with the Southeastern Arizona Contractors Association. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some Arizona trivia. Did you know that Cheryl Cassoni is a television news anchor for the Fox Business Network? She contributes financial insights and weekly job reports and also appears on Fox News. Her family moved across the U.S., eventually settling in Arizona, where she completed high school. Cassoni graduated from Northern Arizona University in 1992 with a degree in public relations. Her career began after a five-year stint as a flight attendant exploring the globe. She launched her broadcasting career in San Francisco, working for CNX Media, and later moved to New York to join MSNBC and subsequently Fox News in 2006. Cassoni has reported from the Middle East and interviewed world leaders like Tony Blair and Hillary Clinton. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Benson Hospital now has three locations for primary care services. Let their compassionate providers care for your entire family. Your health starts here. Call to schedule an appointment today at 520-720-6551. Now our feature story. Fire Chief Brian Jones, who served the Sierra Vista Fire and Medical Services for over 26 years, recently highlighted a significant uptick in the volume of calls, specifically an annual increase of 5-6%. Last year alone, the department handled nearly 10,000 calls for service, with emergency medical services making up 75% of these calls. Despite the predominantly EMS-related workload, the necessity for fire response expertise remains critical, underscored by 146 fire-related calls last year, of which 15 to 20 were active fires. The department, which has evolved from its original mandate as just a fire service to include medical services, currently employs 79 full-time members. This includes a variety of roles, from firefighters to EMS personnel, with plans to add a training chief soon to enhance capability building within the team. An interesting aspect of Sierra Vista's operations is their collaboration with Fort Huachuca. This partnership, established about 5 years ago, marked the first instance of a municipality providing ambulance services on a military base, with two ambulances stationed on the base to ensure rapid response capabilities. Turning our attention to the individual fire stations, Fire Station 1 fielded the highest number of calls, at 34% of the total, reflecting its critical role within the community. Meanwhile, the department's strategic expansion plans include outfitting Fire Station No. 4 with a fire engine to better serve the south of Sierra Vista and assist neighboring districts through mutual aid agreements. Chief Jones' discussion provides not only a snapshot of the current state of Sierra Vista Fire and Medical Services, but also underscores the ongoing needs and challenges faced by essential services. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
Join us at Prestige Assisted Living in Sierra Vista as we host a casino night on Friday, May 17th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Enjoy the glamour and games of Vegas right here at our community. We'll have some of your favorite casino games, along with delicious snacks and cocktails. You'll also be able to tour our community, meet our team, and see how we celebrate life at every age. For more about our casino night, visit prestigecare.com/Sierra Vista. Again, that's prestigecare.com/Sierra Vista.
Next, it's the time of year when rattlesnakes start to make an appearance. Zariah Cole of Cronkite News has tips for you to keep in mind when encountering these desert dwellers.
Warm weather in the valley has people spending a lot of time outdoors, but they're not the only ones who are enjoying the warmer temperatures. It's that time of year to be extra alert when you're outside.
You may hear more of this sound when you're outdoors this time of year. It's a good reminder that you are not alone out here in the desert.
We get consistent temperatures in the valley above 80 to 85 degrees or so, we start to see a dramatic increase in the number of encounters between snakes and people who are out in the territory in which snakes are. Sometimes that could be in your home, but also out in, you know, just kind of rural areas.
Experts say rattlesnakes are most active from April to October in Arizona. In the winter, they brumate underground, meaning they don't totally hibernate, but they sleep to avoid freezing temperatures.
It's just paying attention to your surroundings. You know, when you know you're in the desert or at the edge of the desert and rattlesnakes are around, just be mindful of that. Don't ever put your hands down into bushes or in spaces where you can't see where they are.
But as long as the weather is warm, the snakes will be out.
And they'll coil, and you just still let them have their space, and they'll either turn around and go the other way or go where they're going.
Experts say if you see a rattlesnake on a path, leave it alone. And if you get bitten, call 911 immediately.
I want all of these patients to present to an emergency department at one of the larger hospitals, not at a freestanding emergency department, and definitely not at urgent care. And that's because, you know, at our facilities, we do have the ability to administer one of the two different antivenom.
Another good rule to think about, rattlesnakes have about a 3-foot strike zone, so try to give them a wide berth. For an average adult, taking a step back will usually put you out of harm's way.
Some helpful tips for homeowners to remember from the Phoenix Herpetological Sanctuary when you come across rattlesnakes are to remove wood piles and junk for potential homes for snakes and their prey, and keep walkways clear from brush.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. Today through Sunday, head over to Tombstone for the second annual Wild West ParaCon, featuring a number of ghost hunting celebrities, paranormal detectives, and dozens of workshops and events. The group will be exploring and looking for all things otherworldly. Learn more and see everything that's happening at tombstoneparacon.com. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Bob Miller. Bob was born in Germany in 1954 and was raised in Colorado Springs. Bob was a decorated U.S. Army veteran who served for 21 years until his retirement in 1995. He continued his service in the private sector before rejoining the Department of Defense. Bob spent another 20 years in the civil service before retiring for the second time, making Sierra Vista his home. His service took him all over the world, forging countless partnerships, relationships, and lifelong friendships. Throughout his life, Bob found tremendous joy and passion in the Jeep community. If he wasn't attending Jeep Jamborees nationwide or working on his own beloved Jeeps, you could find him somewhere talking about Jeeping. He joined Team Rubicon, a veteran-led humanitarian organization dedicated to serving others in times of disasters and crises. Bob is survived by his son, daughter, and 4 grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Bob's life and service. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.